Welcome to our lifestyle podcast, Friends with a Twist. I'm Kenzie. I'm exploring this ethically non-monogamous lifestyle with my husband, Gary.
I'm Madison, and I've been having swinging fun with my husband, Barry, for 10 plus years.
We are best friends, but we also have a twist.
We like finding friends who are sexually confident and free, just like us.
Join us as we discuss and share stories, tips, and husbands.
This podcast will contain sexually explicit material. If you are under 18, we are not the friends for you. Find a new podcast.
Okay, friends, the moment you've all been waiting for. Episode 69 of Friends with a Twist coming at ya. We are going to 69 as we record this whole episode. No, we're not. I'm sorry. Sorry to disappoint. But we're going to give you a damn good listen. I guarantee it. So thank you for joining us, whether this is your first episode and you've stumbled into all this crazy, or if you're a longtime listener, you know we appreciate you. Either way, if you like what you hear, leave us a rating or a review wherever you listen to podcasts. It helps us get the word out about FWAT, the good FWAT word.
We appreciate that.
So I am Kenzie, by the way. I guess I could have said that already. Again, if you're new to this or if you forgot whose voice is who. And I am going to turn it over to my amazing co-host, Madison, to give us a quick taste, a quick outline of what you can expect in this episode.
Yes. Hello, Madison here. So we promise this will be a fun episode 69. Of course, we're going to get things started by sharing what's new with us in our chick chat. Then, okay, so instead of the traditional life and the lifestyle segment, we're going to flip this segment upside down and around and 69 it for you guys. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to answer some listener questions. We promise they're fun, they're sexy. We know you're going to enjoy it. So we're going to go through questions from you guys, the listeners that we love. And then don't worry, we're going to wrap things up with a hot and heavy solo play story from Kenzie in the Going Deep segment. Ooh, baby. I can't wait to hear that. So without further ado, cheers with our fireball shots. Yes,
indeed.
Clink.
Cheers.
Oh, yeah, that was spicy.
Oh, my God.
After having tacos tonight to celebrate Halloween.
Yay, olé. Well, what, tomorrow, from the time we're recording this, isn't tomorrow Dia de los Muertos?
Yeah, exactly why I went with the Mexican theme.
Of course, duh. I knew you had a method to the madness.
Yes. So, yeah, we're recording this on Halloween. We're going to release this probably a week or two later.
But yeah. Schedules are getting cray. So we got to get this in while we can for all our good friends out there.
Yeah. Speaking of schedules getting crazy, I'm going to jump right into the fact that for me and Barry, it's just been a month of like catching up with vanilla friends for some reason. Maybe it's just that time of year. Not to say people are more home because it's not like we're away from school and we're home for the holidays. But for some reason, people just have been wanting to catch up with me, mainly me, recently. Barry's been busy working, so he's just had
chopped liver, Barry. Ouch.
No, he's just had limited availability to like get out and do things. So it's been a lot of some of my former coworkers, just vanilla girlfriends, and just little things like that catching up. So to be completely honest, it's just been one of those, we always say it's like a roller coaster in the lifestyle, and we've had a lot of highs recently, and it was just one of those like lower, less active couple weeks recently. Yeah. Which is totally fine.
Exactly. That happens.
But I do have something exciting to share. So right before this call, Barry and I were on with the owner of Shivers, one of our partners. And don't worry, guys. We are going to have a special Black Friday sale for you. Mm-hmm. 20% off Shivers products. The code will be FWATGIVING, FWATGIVING. We are giving this to you, 20% off any order. The Shivers products, they are to boost your sexual experience. Yeah. They now have the mushroom products, their gummies. All their products are gummies. The mushroom products particularly are to help with energy and clarity to heighten that sexual experience for you. And for a while, if you've been browsing their products, they had the Love Your line. But now all those products are still going to be there. It'll just be under the Shivers name. So Shivers Libido, Shivers Sleep, and Shivers Hustle. Kind of changing the products a little bit. I think those, he said, they're not going to have biotin or collagen in them. Just some allergy issues with a lot of people. No, a lot of good feedback. So yeah, the owner of the Shivers company overall is in the lifestyle too. He's super fun to chat with. We're We are honored to be able to share their product and partner with them. And yeah, so the code will be, again, FWOTGIVING from when this releases to probably at least Cyber Monday or maybe a few days after that. We'll confirm. But at least through Black Friday and the weekend after Thanksgiving. Yeah.
And keep an eye on our social media. We'll remind you about this. We'll link to their website. We'll give you the code again. So I know some of you listen to us while you work out, you crazy fools. You're probably not going to stop and write that down while you're on the treadmill. But if you are working out right now, you fucking got this. You keep going. You make that treadmill your bitch.
Look at that ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Faking it. Yeah. So anyway, but no, but that is a great opportunity to try Shivers if you haven't yet.
Yes. And quick side note, I highly recommend the libido gummies too, if you just want to start with those and you're a female. So good times. All right. So that about wraps it up for my section. What about you, Kenzie?
Well, I guess a couple things. Maybe I guess a couple teasers. I hope that's not terribly annoying for people. I am just coming off of a very recent solo play adventure, but I'm not going to say too much about it now because I think you'll probably be hearing more about it in a future Go in Deep episode. But it was a repeat play partner situation. Gary was out of town. I was left to my own defenses and I found myself a single male and had a very lovely evening. So more to come on that, I think, in a future episode. And then I guess the other sort of teaser thing coming up shortly after we're recording this episode, Gary and I will be headed to Temptation Resort in Cancun, Mexico. I think if you've been listening a while, you've heard us talk about that, kind of connected with the Desire properties that you've probably heard us talking about. So we're going for, I guess, kind of a short getaway. Four nights we're there, but that's always better than nothing, you know?
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Anytime you can get away for a little bit. So definitely looking forward to that. We were just trying to check our theme night inventory last night, actually, in case we needed to make one of those infamous last minute Amazon orders, which we did.
I was just going to say, don't we have like every fucking theme night by now?
You would think, but it never fails. I don't know if I think it's probably just a mental thing that I feel that like I have to at least have like one new thing or something.
I hear you.
I don't know. It's really materialistic, but
all right. So speaking of the theme nights, I don't know if you want to list them all, but or do you at least have a favorite or something different or new that you're excited about?
Yeah. So the nights that we are there for, I know there's a red night, which I always enjoy. I guess selfishly, I have a red dress that I really enjoy. So I'll be pulling that out of the closet. And I just feel like that's kind of an easy low stakes type of theme. Like it's just easy for people to participate. I know there's a neon night while we're there, which is always super fun. There is a some sort of like angels something. Mm-hmm. So gonna try to wear some white stuff on that night. I ordered like this thing. I don't know if it's gonna work or not, but I'll let you guys know. And I can't remember. There's another night, like a disco night, which we were kind of struggling with because so here, maybe case in point, Gary and I have an outfit each of us for like kind of more of like a hippie theme, like a 60s. Mm-hmm. But we just didn't feel like it was going to quite hit the mark for disco night. So that was something we were looking to order shit for. And again, it feels kind of silly. Like we're so close. We're like right in the realm of the theme night.
You could probably wear whatever the fuck you have.
Well, I know. And I thought that too. Because, you know, like nobody really fucking cares. But I don't know. So I think those are all the nights, the themes for the nights that were there. So yeah, I mean, hopefully a lot of people participate. Like sometimes that can be a little hit or miss, but I feel like it's just always a little bit more fun for everybody the more people that participate.
I recommend that. That's what we do too.
Yeah. So yeah, nothing really over the top planned, but hopefully we pull this all together and have a wonderful time anyway.
Oh, you are. There were no worries and I hope to see photos.
Yeah. The other thing that I was going to share with everyone right now, I know that on the last episode, we talked about going to our local swing club and it was going to be a neon night and we were talking about what we were going to wear and like how excited we were for that. And then I figured I should just own up and say that I fucked that all in the ass because we didn't go to the club that night. We had gotten together and we recorded and I hit something a little too hard and I just sort of crashed and we did not make it to the club that night. So therefore, there were no stories. There were no photos from that night. I think we had talked about trying to get a photo together that night. And that did not come to fruition because I couldn't make it that night.
We redeemed ourselves. Don't worry. We made it out another night, though.
Yes. Speaking of that, we did something that we shared, a shared experience, a fought experience. I think, yeah, it was like that following weekend. I don't think any of us had plans, and like it just kind of worked out that we were able to get together again. And we did make it to the local shady club.
Yeah.
But the theme that night, I think, was a hot wife party.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. So I remember you had on a super cute, like, black dress and black heels.
Like a tube top type dress. Yep.
And I feel like you were having trouble keeping the girls contained.
Yeah, the top doesn't stay up
in
very
said
well.
Dress. Yeah.
What a shame.
Oh, darn.
That comes into play later.
But yeah, they kind of remodeled the club itself. So by the time we got there, we thought we were arriving early. We were going to grab like just a little table to sit at and, you know, just kind of be able to set our stuff down or whatever. Tables were all gone.
We were there at like 9:10. It opened at 9 and everything was full.
Yeah, I was like, what on earth? So we
got the VIP lounge area, the couches, the leather couches and the short table.
So weird.
So we felt really good sticking our thighs and our hamstrings to that sticky couch.
To the leather couch, yeah. Yeah, we were joking because it did feel kind of like, I don't know, I wanted like the little ropes, you know, the little velvet ropes.
I felt special. It was fine.
Yeah. But we were like right off the dance floor and like right at the intersection of the hallway where all the playrooms are. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it is actually a pretty good spot
to be able to
see everything that's happening. But I think you and Barry chatted with an interesting couple that night.
Yeah. You guys kind of went off to talk to someone else. Barry and I were sitting holding down the fort so that people didn't
Thank
take
you
our
for
spot.
That.
And this couple came up to us, like they just went. Like, I don't even know how to say it. They just went rambling on, probably like I'm doing right now. And so they sat down. They're like, hi, we're so-and-so. We're less than a year in the lifestyle. Blah, blah, blah. This is their whole background. This is where they live. This is where they travel to.
You got their whole resume.
I'm like, wow, cool. None of this is a problem. Okay, they're mildly attractive. Like, right off the bat, I wasn't like, oh my gosh. But I was like, okay, I could work with this.
Yeah.
However, they were also just very forward with how smoking weed enhances their sexual experiences. Including her squirting. Oh. Yeah, we learned everything.
Wow, yeah.
Again, not a problem. I don't give a fuck if you smoke weed. I'd love to do it with you. In fact, they offered it that night.
Oh, how
However,
generous.
I don't know. It was Never just a lot at once, and I didn't trust them, and I don't know them, so I don't just want to take drugs.
Probably
but anyway,
smart.
they right off the bat said that they're interested in parallel play, and they want to know if we want to do that. So thankfully, I had enough right mind still going on at the point, and I was like, Barry and I... Just need time to chat.
Yeah.
And like, so we'll get back to you on this. And then they went out to smoke some more weed. They came back inside dancing together right on the dance floor, like super sensual. And like they were in their own world. Mm-hmm. It was cute to watch and it's no problem. But I just felt like at that time, Barry and I just weren't really feeling it. It was super aggressive come on and they seemed to be on a different level than us. So we just casually kind of let them fade off dancing into each other into the night. Oh. And thankfully, you guys had come back at that point. And if they came back over, I was going to play it off and say that we already had plans with this couple we came with. And yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
And there was nothing would have been wrong with parallel play because, like what did we have to lose in that regard? Yeah. But I don't know. It just didn't quite feel like the total vibe for us. So what did feel like the vibe for me was the random single guy that came over to our area. And as speaking of my dress not staying up, I just kept flopping my boobs out. And he walked over and politely said, wow, they look amazing. Like, can I touch them? I'm like, yeah. Like, I paid a lot of money for them. Of course you can touch them. They're great. So, yeah, he just kind of fondled my boobs and walked away. And that was the end of our interaction. And I thought it was lovely. Like, it was just cute and random. And I look back at it and I'm like, what the fuck? What was I doing? But also, who cares?
Well, yeah. But the other funny thing about that, after the fact, I had been trying to chat with a couple on SLS, swinglifestyle.com, prior to the party. And I never put it together the actual night of the party. But the next day, this couple and I exchanged messages like, oh, like, sorry we missed you. And like, we were trying to figure out like, you know, who was who. And like, that was the reference point. He's like, yeah, I thought maybe that was you. You were with your friends and she let some guy touch her tits. I was like, yes, yes, that was us. So it ended up being like a really fun little connection point, I guess. But anyway.
So I guess maybe just a quick another takeaway from that. It's all fun and games. And I didn't feel unsafe or like,
yeah, Gary and Barry were standing where I was there. Like we were. Yeah. You weren't like just like on your own being like, you know, attacked.
We were all right next to each other. I was just fun, feeling good. I was dumping him out. I wanted attention, obviously, if I have them out. So I was like, yeah. And he wasn't aggressive.
Yeah.
If he would have been, it would have been a different problem. But yeah, maybe don't. If it's your first time at a club, maybe don't let people just come up and touch your body. He asked, though, when I gave consent.
He did,
so,
yeah.
Meh.
Right.
Nothing came of it, so maybe it's not the best pickup line, but it's a fun story.
Well, yeah.
But there was another guy there that night that was, I was impressed by. Do you remember? He was going kind of around the club talking to everybody.
Yeah. Yeah, we were sticking to the couch at that point. It was a little earlier.
Literally?
Yeah, like literally my thighs were chafed. But he was a single male. And I don't know, I give him credit because I don't think I could do this.
Oh,
so it's the four of us in the VIP couch section. And he very nicely, I thought, like came over, like extended his hand to like shake hands with people. Mm-hmm. He introduced himself. I honestly don't remember all the specifics after that, but just like a very, I thought, normal, respectful sort of introductory conversation.
Like, hey, I'm here. If you're interested, I'd love to chat with you. If not, like, nice to meet you.
And it was, I thought, like, an appropriate length of time. It was, you know, and he, like, kind of just then excused himself, like, have a good night kind of thing. Which I thought, honestly, was kind of almost a perfect approach. Like, yeah, I'm here, but, like, I'm not going to hover and be all up in your shit. So I don't know. I just thought that was like a really nice way to go. And for what it's worth, though, we're talking about these things not in chronological order. That was relatively early in the night.
True.
The boob guy was much later in the night.
Yeah, all right. That makes
sense. And honestly,
yeah.
Like, I think you can, like, there's different approaches depending on where the evening is. So we'll just throw that in there, too. But I don't know. I think we have some single guys that still listen to us. So for what it's worth, there's a couple examples. I'm not saying that those will always work with everyone everywhere, but, you know, food for thought. I just thought that was a really nice way for him to, you know, approach a little group of us and just make that introduction. And he, I think I noticed him doing that with other, you know, like, not like, oh my God, we're so special. Like, he was.
No, and he didn't, like, aggressively go around real fast. He, like, casually made his way around the whole club. And yeah, I appreciated that. I would have talked to him more, but I think when we were free from this other couple, he was immersed in conversation with others.
Yeah. So, it can just be hard to kind of sync up, but
maybe next time.
Yeah.
But a good night overall.
Yeah, definitely. So that was sort of our common thing. And then the last couple things I will mention just very briefly. One, first, just sort of a reminder, one of our other partners you hear us talk about, Shameless Care. I know, Gary, we are due for our, you know, whatever quarterly testing that we always like to do. So Gary has his test at home. It's his turn this time. So I will take great pleasure in swabbing him, helping him get all his samples.
Check it all.
Yep. So we are going to be doing that. So just a friendly reminder, you know, PSA, do your testing, use Shameless Care, code FWAT, check them out.
Keep the lifestyle safe.
Do it safe. Yeah. And then, oh, I lied, maybe.
Oh, there's more.
Shit, there's more. Two other things, but both coming up in 2026.
Yes.
So, May 2026, the entire FWAT crew is planning to attend the Libertine event in Miami. So that should be a damn good time. We don't have necessarily all the details finalized, but we're planning to be there for that event and looking forward to it. And then Gary and I plan to attend another Libertine event in the summer in France.
Ooh,
so we're going to go international swinging this time. So more to come on those events. Again, keep an eye on socials. We can put stuff out there and you'll probably hear more about that in the new year. So things to look forward to. So yeah, check out libertineevents.com or Google Libertine Events for more info. Join us if you can. It's going to be a good time.
Yes.
Woo.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, hear from one of our partners, and we'll be back for Life and the Lifestyle.
69.
We're excited to be partnering with Shivers and Love Your Alternative Wellness for Women to offer our listeners exposure to hemp-based gummies for all of your daily and sexual needs. Shivers offers a female and male line of THC-derived gummies to help increase your sensuality, euphoria, and sensitivity at playtime. Shivers also has a women-focused, women-derived line of gummies called Love Your Alternative Wellness. These gummies include Hustle to help increase energy and focus without all of those jittery effects, Slumber to help you obtain fulfilling beauty rest, and Libido, which are their sexual goddess gummies to help boost your sexuality, increase sensation, and intensify your climax during play. Libido has minimal amounts of hemp-derived THC and CBD, so it's a great option for those who are sensitive to THC, as three of the Libido gummies would actually equal one of the female Shivers gummies. Visit shivers.store to make your purchase and enter code FWAT for 10% off your order. Link in show notes and on our website. All right, all right. We are back for Life and the Lifestyle. And I know you guys just wanted us to fuck on air, but yeah. I promise we're going to keep it fun and sexy with these questions. And in the theme of 69, Kenzie has some 69-themed factoids for you guys.
You know, just we try to be educational exactly. and entertaining. So just a few things to know. So you may already know these, but in Chinese culture, 6 and 9 together symbolize harmony and balance.
I feel that.
Yeah. It's a perfectly mirrored number. So that makes it special as well. Mathematically, it's actually quite rare as a semi-prime. There you go. Go Google that one. The position, the sexual position itself, dates back over 1,500 years, appearing in our good friend the Kama Sutra, and way back to the Tang Dynasty art.
What?
So it's you're not new to this. It's been around, right? And then we also can find evidence that the term 69, referring to the sexual position, was found in use in 19th century France. So people have been 69 in a long damn time. So, you know, what else do we possibly have to offer?
Yeah. Do you like to 69, Kenzie?
I really don't.
What?
Wah, wah. Unpopular opinion.
Can I quickly ask why? Or you just you just don't have a good reason? You just don't enjoy it?
It's just, I don't know. Yeah, just not my thing.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what it is. I just, it's not, I don't ever feel that comfortable in it. And it's just not my favorite. I just kind of feel like it's sort of overrated. I think I get overstimulated. So
that
like,
makes sense.
Which is fun. I don't know. That almost doesn't even make sense. But like.
Well, yeah, you're feeling a lot. You're doing a lot.
It's like too much.
You're usually on top. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
How about you, Madison? What are your opinions on the 69 position?
Yeah, I'm okay with it. Yeah. And I kind of like backing myself up into the guy's face just to make him shut up and get in there. No, just
suffocate.
Just to get in there.
If he dies, he dies.
You're mine now.
Barry looks a little concerned, but.
Barry's like, we're not doing that tonight.
Good luck, Barry.
No, I do. I enjoy it. It's just, as long as I have a hair tie, it's much more convenient. So I'm okay
with
it.
Yeah.
And I feel like in the lifestyle with another couple, or I guess a single man, whatever scenario you're in, I feel like we have done this in the lifestyle quite a few times. Barry and I, that is, at least. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like that's common for you or no?
No.
In play?
I don't think so. But I also, like, it's not that I think it has come up and I have been the buzzkill to say, no, I won't do that. Like, it just hasn't even been a thing. Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. I definitely appreciate that that's the unpopular opinion, but I just am not I don't hate it, but it's definitely not going to be my go-to or like a first choice kind of position. So
now you know. The more you know.
There you go, friends. Sorry.
All right. Let's get into these fun, sexy questions. Ooh. I'm just going to start off reading them. We'll go back and forth.
Yeah.
We'll give some good answers.
Let's hope.
It's going to be great. All right. So someone asked us, what surprised you the most in coming together to make your amazing podcast?
Oh.
Thank you for those adjectives.
Yeah.
Or the adjective of amazing. So what surprised you the most, Kenzie, getting together to make this podcast.
That people actually wanted to listen to our rambling.
Yeah.
I mean, when we started, I never would have guessed that we would be here 69 episodes later. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, frankly, that is what is most surprising to me, that that we've lasted this long and that there's people who wanted to listen.
Still, yes.
How about you, Madison?
I totally agree. And I would just add, I'm surprised it would be this successful and that we would stay friends through it all. We're hanging on there 5 years later.
Here we are. And I mean, we didn't really have any expectations.
Exactly.
I think when we started this, it wasn't hard to exceed expectations of zero.
Mm-hmm. True.
So we did. We did it.
Set that bar low, friends.
Yes, right. All right. So here, we'll toss it back and forth. We'll give you a nice, sexy, juicy question next. We had a listener ask, what is the most memorable sexy time that you two have had with each other? So I think we both took that to mean like you and I, Madison and Kenzie. Yes. What was our most memorable sexy time? So what's your answer, Madison?
And by that, I took it as a foursome, a two couple, okay, swapping. So sorry, that's the way I took it, actually.
All right, never mind. Scratch that.
Just realized you answered differently. But anyway, okay, so memorable sexy time together. I took that as either our first full swap together, or one that I always remember and kind of giggle about sometimes, mm-hmm, is one time a couple years ago, I think it was around one of the summer holidays. I don't know. We were having an outdoor pool party at your house, mm-hmm, and it was just the four of us at that time. And I suggested that all of us play early in the afternoon versus partying and drinking all day and then trying to play later on.
Yeah.
So we did. We swapped out back at your house, and I just remember as we were finishing, a vanilla friend of ours had shown up to your house to hang out with us all. And I remember scrambling to get my bikini back on just to pretend like we were out in the pool. No big deal.
Just nothing to see here.
And like praying he didn't hear me moaning while he was like at the front door. So yeah, that was pretty funny and memorable and hot and spicy all in one.
Yeah. That's a good one. I think for me, I could kind of offer like two little short ones here as well. The first one that came to mind is totally selfish, but we had all gone into New York City under the auspice of celebrating my birthday. So we had gotten a hotel room and like, you know, did like whatever tourist stuff during the day. But we ended up obviously back at the hotel room at night, and I totally pulled like the pillow princess card. And I can just remember, Madison, you went down on me like I've never been eaten out before.
What?
And I remember Gary and Barry like kind of standing at either end of the bed, I think just sort of like watching the show. But it was just like so incredibly hot, and it was like the best birthday present. So that one stands out to me.
Ooh, oh my God, I forgot all about that.
And then the other one, I feel like we've referenced before somewhere in our 69 episodes. Madison and I did this. We've done a few over the years, but this one particular photo shoot that we did was at like a hotel kind of in our area, and just like going through all kinds of like different sexy poses together. And by the end of the photo shoot, Madison was using a vibrator on me. I don't think those photos really have seen the light of day,
no,
but it's just a little special memory tucked away for the FWAT crew. So that was a really sexy experience as well. So those were the couple that came to mind when I thought about this question.
Oh, those are so good. I love reminiscing on this. Damn. Oh,
sorry. Ooh, sorry. All right. We got to take a breath there.
Okay. Focus.
Ooh, okay. Next.
All right. So the next question is, while we hear about your adventures, which are great, thank you, do you guys still play together on occasion? When a great friendship develops, I'm sure it's less of a need or a want. I feel like we get so many comments on social media about, how often do you guys play? Did you guys play after this episode? Do you guys play? Do you still play? Oh my gosh. Well, I feel like it's going to be an interesting answer. Why don't you start?
Yeah. So... I don't think it's as often as people might think that it would be, but for context, please keep in mind that we have all been friends, what are we at, 13, coming on 14 years, something like that.
Yeah.
And even just in the context of the podcast, like, we are getting together specifically for this podcast once a month for the last 5 years. Like, that would be a freaking lot of play together. So no, we don't play after every single episode.
Wah, wah.
And yeah, I mean, I don't know. Like, yeah, this is going to be sort of like the Debbie Downer, but in some respects, like, we're sort of business partners here, and that isn't always super, like, sexy and fun. Like, sometimes we have shit to figure out. Like, we're working with our different partners, and we have mm-hmm. things going on, and, like, who's going to answer this email, and did you get this payment, and we have to do this and that, and, like, I don't know. It's just, like, it's not all super sexy and, like, hot all the time, and, like, I'm sorry if I'm killing everyone's boner right now, but I'm just trying to be honest. Doing a podcast is actually a good bit of work. So yeah, I mean, sometimes by the time we get the recording done, like, we might try to get some photos done, you know, to have for social media. Like, I guess I can understand how it might seem like that would get us all revved up and in the mood, but mm-hmm. I don't know. It just doesn't always go that way.
I mean, maybe it does, but we just don't have time for it all.
Yeah. Like, oh, shit, it's 2 a.m. Like, we're done.
Clearly, we've had some very good times.
Yeah.
Though.
But yeah, do you feel any differently, yeah. Madison? Do you want to add to that?
No, I totally agree. We don't play as much as I'm sure people think that we do.
Yeah.
And honestly, for us, with all the years, like, we're close in vanilla life and we're close in the lifestyle life. We're just very comfortable with each other. We're very familiar. And I don't know. I feel like a lot of the time that takes over, and we're
yeah.
more like family in a way. And you don't always think of family sexually, or you shouldn't. So we just, I don't know. Sometimes it gets a little blurred as, like, we're just so comfortable with each other.
Yeah.
We don't go that route.
Absolutely.
But no matter what, we definitely still fucking rock being in sexual environments together. Clearly, we were at the Lifestyle
Hell
Club
yeah.
a couple weeks ago.
Sticking to pleather couches together.
Popping boobs out, sexy photos. Like, we're always, I think we're always going to be comfortable in a sexual environment, even if we're not full on fucking each other.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So this is a little more fun of a question. Maybe we'll bring this party back up. Have you thought about wearing something very skimpy while recording a podcast?
All right. I love this idea. Why not? And to be honest, we do usually try to dress a little bit skimpier or sexier.
Something fun.
In
yeah.
general, when we get together to record. I feel like it helps to put us in, like, the fun, sexy mindset to record. So, mm-hmm. for example, you tonight, like, tight leggings with cutouts. And usually I have on, like, a small, tight, low-cut shirt. Or sometimes we don't wear a bra, or we wear heels to get together. Or
yeah.
skirts if it's warmer out, like short
yeah.
mini skirts. Like, we dress sexually, but... Well, I guess that was the question.
Yeah.
So, yes, we do sometimes. It doesn't always lead to anything, but we try to kind of get in that mood.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, like, I don't want to be too, like, whatever, negative. I mean, honestly, no, we're usually not sitting here just in lingerie while we record, but
that's an idea.
We could. In the summer, I'm willing to try it.
Yes.
I mean, again, we are in Pennsylvania. Like, it gets fucking cold. So, yeah, that was a good question.
All right. So, this next question is, do you come close to having orgasms while recording? I freaking love what you people fantasize about with these podcasts. Please don't stop, because I'm going to fantasize it too.
Yeah.
I'm going to answer right off the bat and say we sometimes get super turned on telling our own stories or hearing the other person's going mm-hmm. deep story. But personally, I have never gotten close to having an orgasm while recording an episode, unfortunately.
Ditto. Yeah. I mean, I wish I was that girl, but
yeah,
no. Yeah. I just,
I need a little, I got to get in the mood and the mindset, and it's not always the right atmosphere recording.
Yeah. 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 So I don't know. Sorry. That would be great if it happened, but it does help get the juices flowing wherever that may take us for that evening.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, just, like, not quite enough, I think, to put either of us kind of over the edge to actually orgasm, but it's definitely fun and sexy.
Like, I love hearing the sexy stories, and who doesn't want to share one
yeah.
with a friend or with a bunch of listeners? Like, it's super hot to hear that, and I do get turned on half of the time, but never physically to the point of
quite.
Coming on the chair I'm sitting on.
Right.
But yeah, I usually finish either listening or telling a story, like, I'm hot, my face is flushed, and I'm a little warm.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Ooh. Juicy. All right. Next on the agenda, we received several questions, all related to our good friends, Gary and Barry.
Who? Our friends?
I don't know. Well, I mean, they're that too, but our international men of mystery. Yeah, I mean, honestly, we got several questions to the effect of, we want to hear from Gary and Barry. Are we ever going to hear from Gary and Barry? Will the guys make an appearance? Like, have you ever thought about including them more directly? Like, those kinds of questions. And at this point, the answer is no, they will not be making a guest appearance. Sorry to disappoint. We are already taking some risk here, putting our voices and our asses and tits and everything mm-hmm. else out and about everywhere. So we are trying to keep some level of discretion. So having additional voices that people might recognize is just one more level of risk, I guess, frankly. So we just probably are not going to go that route.
But if you really want to get to know them, you want to see them, you want to feel them, you want to hear them, you want to touch them, come to one of our events. Ooh. They'll be there with us, we promise.
Miami 2026.
But yeah, sorry, we're keeping it pretty anonymous with them. And
yeah.
But they do exist, though. We're not just married to each other, shockingly.
Mm, we could be, but they do exist.
Do we want to share a fun... All right, maybe we should share like a fun story about the early days of Barry and Gary.
Yeah. Yeah, we did actually get what I thought was a fun question. Somebody asked us, tell us about your first date with Barry or Gary. Mm. If you want me to start.
Yes, go, go, go.
So I guess what I would consider our first date, and like maybe this is questionable, but we were both still in college. So, you know, the definition of a date is a little bit different, I think, mm-hmm. in that part of your life than it might be now.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, so I'm such a nerd. So I lived in the honors dorm in college because I'm a big nerd. And I invited Gary to join us for our trivia night. Because we're nerds perfect. In the honors dorm.
This is perfect.
So bless his heart, he agreed. And I still think about it very clearly. He had on this green, like, fleece vest.
Oh, wow.
And I don't know where the fuck that vest went, but I kind of wish he still had it. Do you have it still? Oh, he says he has it. We're going to dig that bitch out. So anyway, so I drag him into this, like, trivia night with me and my nerdy friends. And I think we held our own. But anyway, we end up back in my dorm room and we bang. And the only condom I had was this weird ass, like, purple flavored condom.
Oh.
But whatever, it worked.
Yeah.
And then I think he spent the night, like, we slept together on, like, my tiny shit little dorm room bed. And I remember, I'm such an ass, in the morning I was like, hey, so, like, what's your last name? Like, I didn't even know. So, you know, I figured I should get that info before I let him go in case I ever had to track him down again. And now it's my last name, so I never forgot it.
Aw. Oh, that's adorable.
So, yeah, I would consider that, I guess, to be kind of our first date, if you will. But how about you and Barry? What do you got, Madison?
I love how both of our first official dates include spending the night with the man.
We don't fuck around. We see what we want and we go.
No, it was sweet. So Barry and I met in the lifestyle, but I guess official first date. He drove out of state to pick me up and took me to this place where we did a whole like hour or two of dinner. We did some chocolate fondue and Ooh, fun things to end the night
Barry
there.
Barry loves fondue.
Yeah. We joked how he was popping my cherry because I had never been to this place before. And like that's what shows up in the Facebook memories because we like tagged each other there. So it's fun because that's a nice reminder when that pops up. But yeah, he drove to pick me up. I ended up staying the night at his place. We had a lovely time after all that lovely dinner. Like, we spent the night wonderfully together. And then he drove me all the way home the next day, which was way more than half an hour. Like, it was a decent drive.
Yeah.
But I loved it because he came. I was still with my parents at the time, and he came to meet at least my mom and my sister and just introduced himself.
Yeah.
Like, such a gentleman. And then here I am spending the night fucking him, and then he drives me home like a gentleman, and it's just
nothing to see here. Totally, totally gentlemanly.
Yeah, everything was absolutely fine. So, yeah, and that worked out, and we made it, so here we are.
Look at those success stories.
It all works out.
You just never know. It's when it's going to work out.
We're classy hoes. We got our men.
Fuck yeah.
So that's it of the men. That's all we got to share about them.
That's all I got to say about that.
Okay. All right. So for the next grouping of questions, these are more lifestyle advice focused. So a little less personal. We're going to give our best to give short, concise responses. You ready?
Yeah, we're so good at that. Yeah, here we go.
We're going to do our best. All right. Question one. When you've fallen off of your horse, how have you gotten back in the saddle?
Ride a cowboy.
All right. Focus. Okay. All right. So I'm going to answer and say, for me, it just takes time personally when you kind of get off your groove.
Yeah.
If you want to get back in the lifestyle, it takes time for me. Start by getting back to parties or maybe events without having that pressure of meeting someone or a couple, just getting back into that sexy, free, fun environment to excite you and get your juices flowing again.
Exactly. I agree. Doing something with no pressure or expectations helps. And I know for me, talking Gary's ear off helps. I just sometimes need to sort of like talk things through, and that has been helpful as well. Okay. So I would add that. Okay.
Good answer.
All right, Steve. Next. How can I help my wife feel more confident and free to encourage her to experiment with more MFM or hot wife play? Would love to participate in a sexy DP with her. What do you got for that, Madison?
All right. So I would just, right off the bat, question, how often are you complimenting your wife? How often are you initiating sex with her? How often do you buy lingerie or encourage her to wear it with you? Like, I feel like it starts with helping to build a woman up first instead of pressuring her to be a part of these situations in the lifestyle or in a sexual environment. So making her feel confident, secure enough to want to bring anyone else into that situation is important.
Yeah, absolutely.
Starts at home.
Heck yeah. The only other suggestion I could think of would be, how does she feel about porn? Would watching some like MFM or DP porn and then being able to like talk about like, oh, I thought that was so hot. Like, is that something that you think you would ever want to do? Like, maybe using that as sort of like your gateway drug to the real deal. Like,
yeah,
maybe something like that. But I think, yeah, it's just going to take some time. She's going to have to sort of come to that on her own. Like, be supportive, but I like, you're not going to force it. I don't feel like that's going to work. So you got to be patient with it.
Okay. All right. So the next question says, so the question is, this couple recently moved across the country. They haven't found their rhythm meeting lifestyle friends in this new town. And the closest lifestyle club hasn't been great. So what do we suggest? Jumping into hotel takeovers, joining Field? How do they navigate these new waters and find their lifestyle tribe in a completely new area?
Ooh, I would say all of the above. I think it's, for better or worse, a bit of a numbers game. So you need to cast a wide net, try to meet as many people as you can, knowing that they won't all be your people. But I think that the more people you meet, the more people they can introduce you to who might be your people.
That's good.
So it's just sort of like a networking situation. So yeah, I mean, I think you do whatever you can. I know some people don't want to play close to home. Some do. Like, there's all that personal preference to sort out. But yeah, I think you just got to sort of try it all. Put the tentacles out and see what's out there.
Feel it all. I agree.
Yeah. All right. I feel like this one is for you, Madison. Apart from Sheen and Yandy, would you have any other recommendations for sexy clothing or lingerie? Any which have nice quality clothes, which we can reuse for quite a bit, rather than being torn easily. Sometimes that's what you want, but sometimes it's not.
I purposely buy lingerie to be torn off my body.
Duh.
But no, honestly, besides Sheen and Yandy, sometimes Amazon.
Yeah.
Takes a little bit of finagling to get the right search words in there, but they have some good stuff. Also, Fashion Nova I've gotten lucky with.
Yeah.
And Three Wishes.
Okay.
.com.
Good recommendations.
Yes.
Next question. How difficult was it for you to learn compersion? Great question. I'm going to pause it here for a second in case everyone's not familiar. Compersion is the feeling of happiness for another person's happiness, particularly when a romantic partner is with another person. It is often described as the opposite of jealousy, though the two can coexist. And it is a concept primarily used within consensual non-monogamy. It can range from an intensely emotional physical high to a more supportive attitudinal stance.
Great pronunciation.
I can't even. Okay, so there's your compersion definition if you've never heard that term. And me, Kenzie, my answer is I don't think I've actually learned compersion, and I don't know if I ever will. So I guess my answer is like, yeah, it's pretty difficult to learn compersion because I don't really think I'm built that way. I want to know that Gary is having a good time, but that doesn't usually directly impact my level of satisfaction. So I am not, like, I don't want to just sit and watch Gary having a good time. Like, I want to be having my own good time.
Mm-hmm. So while I don't, yes.
Yeah, like, I don't feel any strong personal connection to the compersion concept. Like, I don't want Gary to be having a bad time, but him having a good time just doesn't necessarily correlate with my good time, if that makes sense. So, I don't know. Yeah. It is what it is. That's who I am. I'm just putting it out there in case you happen to be like me. You're not alone. Maybe it's just the two of us, but no, at least we're not alone.
I don't think that's rare at all, okay, to be honest. And I kind of agree. I will say I am much more pleased personally when I know Barry is fulfilled,
yeah,
and having a good time. And I see that and I'm like, yes, he's loving it. Okay, let me relax a little bit. I can feel more joy in this, yes, moment. But I don't need to see that to like get off on, right, the situation. Right. Like, I don't know. I guess I'm on the border of agreeing with that. I don't, yeah, know how to put it into words. Like, mm-hmm, I want that for him and I enjoy all of our experiences much more when that's happening.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
No, God, I feel the same way.
How do we
way
answer this?
Yeah, I mean, it's tricky because I feel like there are people who, like, that is really their driving force. Like, seeing their partner be pleasured is really what drives their own pleasure. But I'm just not that person.
But, like, we need to be pleasured at the same time that, yeah, we are seeing the pleasure happen.
Right.
I would not, like, it's not a cuckold thing. Like, I couldn't just sit back and,
no,
watch it happen. No. That's, I need to be enough a part of it, or, yeah, like, be having things happen to me.
Yes. I agree.
Okay.
Okay. So we're on the same page. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know if that fully answers the question that was asked, but that's our perspective and where we're coming from. Hmm. So one more question in this category. After all the initial chatting and in-person meetings have led to a play date, how does the typical transition from conversation to physical play between couples usually take place to get the party started?
Is it okay if I start with this one?
Please do.
All right. I feel like this totally depends on the personalities of everyone that's involved. Mm. How you move from transitioning from hanging out to getting the fucking party started. Personally, I feel like after a drink or two, it totally works to have the women. I'm thinking of this as a couple scenario, couple,
okay,
on couple.
Fair, yeah.
So it usually helps to have the two women change into lingerie together to get things going. I've done this a lot also in threesome scenarios. We're hanging out, we're having drinks. There's a lull. How do we move this, mm-hmm, along? Oh, I'm going to go upstairs and put on some sexy lingerie and come back downstairs and, yeah, I'm going to put my hands on you. I'm going to kiss you a little bit. And hey, things take off.
Ta-da.
That works for me in 99.9% of the situations.
Yes.
I know you guys are very good at the sexual games and getting things going in that route. I don't know if that's your thing or what advice would you offer?
Do you want to play a game?
Yes. Fucking love Saw movies.
That's not the voice at all, but it's the best I can do right now. Yes. Gary and I are big gamers, I guess, but not really in the way that word is usually used.
But you don't
used
play video games?
No.
Yeah.
So, yes. Gary and I like to use kind of like icebreaker things, such as the game of lifestyle. One of our good partners. Check them out. Code FWAT.
Love it.
To help everyone kind of discuss their interests and boundaries. And I feel like that can make the transition easier. So if you're not familiar with the game of lifestyle, there are different like card decks that you can purchase, sort of like different spiciness levels. They have a pack specifically designed for like threesome positions, like different variations. But the point is, for as silly as it might sound, I feel like kind of making a game of it just psychologically somehow gives people permission that this is okay. Like, we're all just having fun and, like, we're just sort of, I don't know, it lessens the pressure somehow.
Yeah, no pressure. Yep.
I don't know. And maybe not for everybody all the time, but that has worked well for us, is to just, like, kind of bring the anxiety down a little bit. And a lot of those, the cards in, again, the Game of Lifestyle as an example, I feel like they are genuinely a good opportunity to help learn about people's preferences and boundaries, especially if it's a new couple that you're about to play with. Because, yeah, I mean, some of the questions are just sort of like, whatever, I should fucking be reading one right now. But, like, would you rather, like, this or that? Or, you know, tell us about a fantasy that you've had. Whatever, different things like that. So I think it just helps people kind of, like, loosen up and be able to express some of those preferences that are then helpful to know if you're heading into a play session with people. Mm-hmm. So, like, instead of just, like, sitting there and having a job interview and, like, rapid fire questions back and forth, I don't know, something about kind of like that, I don't know, kind of little game atmosphere just brings down the anxiety a little bit.
Oh, 100%.
So just another idea.
Check them out. Game of Lifestyle.
Yeah.
Highly recommend.
And lingerie is good too, but yeah.
So we had so many great questions that
Thank
we
you.
Are going to split this up into another episode. We have some play fantasy focused questions that we are going to answer in a future episode. So stay tuned for that. Mm-hmm. So we're going to wrap this up because I cannot go another minute without hearing Kenzie's solo play story. So if it's all right with you guys, we're going to take a break from these questions and take a break from this segment, actually. And we'll be back for our Going Deep segment in just a moment.
Oh, yeah.
Quick question. What's the perfect penis size?
Science actually tested that. Researchers handed women 3D penis models and asked them to choose their favorite size, slightly above average.
And for a one-night stand, even bigger.
That's the kind of stuff we talk about on the Shameless Care podcast. From the team behind Shameless Care, the sex-positive telehealth company that started after Robert tested negative for gonorrhea, but actually had it.
True story. And now we cover the science of sex. Everything from what female ejaculation really is to the myths around STI testing.
Everything we discuss is peer-reviewed and cited. No, wouldn't it be cool if pseudoscience, just real data with a sense of humor?
No personal sex stories, just fascinating facts you probably haven't heard and definitely will never forget.
Ready to know more about sexual health than your doctor?
Check out the Shameless Care podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.
Ooh, baby. All right. We are back for our Going Deep segment. Kenzie, I heard you have a solo play story you'd love to share. And my goodness, I am at the edge of my seat ready to hear it.
Well, all right.
Please take it away.
So, this is a, yes, a solo play story with a recurring character on the podcast.
Okay.
I told a story about him before by the name of Kevin. And the story I told before involved he and Gary and I for a fun little MFM situation in a hotel room.
Oh, yes.
If you remember that one. Mm-hmm. So same character, new story. So the twist this time is that it's a solo play situation. Kevin came to our house, but Gary was out of town. So it was just he and I there for shenanigans.
And Gary knew about all of this.
Yes. Gary is well informed, has given his blessing, his swinger blessing. And cool. I am to go forth and hot wife.
Fuck.
Yes. So it's a little funny haha, I guess, because this story took place actually back in the summer when there was actually sun and daylight and warmth.
Wow.
Which we do not have today as I record this.
Concept.
So it's a nice little walk down memory lane. So I had actually been in the pool. I was expecting him a little bit earlier than he was able to arrive. He was delayed. So I thought I was going to be all like cutesy and just like be in my bikini and in the pool and whatever. And by the time he arrived, like there was no more sun on the pool.
Oh.
So it's like not as fun, you know, when it's like starting to cool off for the evening. But anyway, I was still in said bikini. So he arrives. I answer the door in our see-through bikini. We each have the same one. It's teal. You've probably seen photos of it on social media. We happen to have the same one. So I had that on and kind of this like, it was a cover-up essentially, but it's picture sort of a robe situation happening. So I'm not just standing there completely naked, but it's pretty close. And, you know, he was dressed nicely in shorts and a button-down shirt.
Aww.
Like, he smelled nice, you know, A-plus for that. So again, it is still a beautiful day, even though there's, like, shade on the pool at this point. So we sat outside for a minute just to, like, have a couple drinks, you know, kind of, like, get the evening started. So we came inside to talk about what we wanted to do for dinner. Like, I think originally the plan is that we were just, like, going to go grab a bite to eat and just, you know, be, like, casual and fun. And then somehow we ended up in the bedroom.
I mean, so how could you not?
It happens. Pretty sure that I initiated all of that. But he is such a good kisser. So we were really taking our time sort of making out and slowly undressing each other, even though I didn't really have that much to take off. But we made it last.
Like outside or down in your kitchen or up in the bedroom or?
Yes.
All of it. You started.
All of it. Well, primarily in the kitchen and then as we went upstairs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we made out a little bit. Again, like we're undressing each other. And then Kevin had me get on the bed on all fours and ate me out from behind, as you know I love, I've mentioned before. And as is his preference, there was a little ass eating involved as well. So I'm down for it. No problem. And I like it's just it's for me, I don't know if it's just because I haven't done it a lot before, so it's still sort of that newness factor. But it's just so hot to think about, like, he just sort of like spread me apart and like dove in with no hesitation. And I was like, I was here for it. Like, that is just so hot to feel that he really wanted it.
Oh my gosh.
Like, whoever your play partner is, and kind of almost, I guess, whatever's happening, like, when you can sense that they really want it, that I love that shit. So then he flips me onto my back, onto the bed, while he gets the condom on. And I gotta say, I don't know if, I guess probably the ladies will resonate more with this than the guys, but maybe not. I just don't have the words for it. But I just fucking love that delicious, like, that fucking delicious feeling of like that first slow slide into your pussy. Like, there's no urgency. It's just like that nice, sweet slide in, like shit's about to go down.
Lube or no lube, it doesn't need, yeah, I know.
I love that shit. So after a few deliciously slow thrusts, we picked up the pace. And I was just like grinding him from the bottom.
Oh.
Like just sort of in it to win it.
Wanted
one of those.
It.
Yeah, like I just, And like, I don't know, I feel like it's aggressive, but I feel like I was getting good feedback because I'm just like a spider monkey, like locked onto him and just like grinding from the bottom.
Yeah.
That's how I do. So then I sort of shift to my side so that one leg is on the bed and my other leg is basically on his shoulder, like that kind of situation. And we continued in that position for a bit, which is nice because, you know, it kind of hits a little different than the other stuff. So that was good. So then Kevin had said before, you know, just in sort of, you know, in general conversation, he had mentioned that he doesn't usually finish when he's wearing a condom. And at this point, I had decided, like, I need a break anyway. So I was like, hey, I got you. Let me give you a blowjob. So I took the condom off and I tried to work my magic. So I started licking his shaft up and down. I'm a big fan of sucking the balls. So one at a time, I took those in my mouth and then just sort of taking them both in my mouth at the same time. So I sort of proceed to finish him with a blowjob that was later described as naughty and intense.
Ooh.
And I take quite a good bit of pleasure in that description.
Where did he come?
In my mouth.
Ooh.
Yeah, yeah. So
dirty girl.
I'm filthy. So that was good. So then we decide to order pizza.
Natural.
Because I love me some sex and pizza. So we needed a little sustenance. We took a break, had some water, got this pizza. While that's all happening, I took a libido, our good friend Shivers' libido, once I knew that I didn't have to drive anywhere. Because the question was still like if we were going to go kind of like leave the house and whatever, find food. Anyway, I didn't have to drive. I took my libido. So we have a little sustenance, had some music on in the kitchen. You know, I'm bouncing around dancing as I do.
Were you both like hanging out naked at this point?
No, we did put some clothes back on. Mm-hmm. Pretty casual. I think I had on like little booty shorts and a t-shirt. You know, like we were not fancy at this point, but we were covered.
I love it. Yeah.
I mean, I had to answer the door for the pizza guy. So, you know, try to keep it at least PG-13. So we have sustenance, water. We're ready for round two. So some highlights from round two. I was on my stomach on the bed and he kept my legs together and straddled me and fucked me from behind.
I love that.
That's a good
one. I love squishing it all together. Mm.
So like super tight. So yes. That was awesome. I highly recommend if you haven't tried that one yet. But yeah, that just hits in a whole different way. So that was really nice. And then I had laid out some toy options for him and said, like, here, you can use any of these things on me that you want. So he opted for the vampire gloves, which I have talked about before, but they're leather gloves with little spikes on, like, the finger and thumb pads that you then, like, caress people with. And, like, you don't smack them upside the face, but, like, you just gently are caressing their body, and it's a very nice sensation, at least to me. So he used that. He also used the Wartenberg wheel on me, which kind of looks like think like pizza cutter with spikes that you can like run up and down people's body, which again, for me, gives a very nice sensation. So he had used those couple things like on my back mostly, like back, back of my legs, like on my butt, that kind of stuff. And then I also enjoyed he had opted for the wand, like a vibrating like wand type toy that he was using on my clit while I was on top of him riding him.
Ooh,
but I sort of like leaned back a little bit more in that position so that he had some access to my clit to put the wand on. So that was really awesome. I enjoyed all of those sensations. And then let's see what else I did.
More.
So then I was on my back with my legs spread. I took my ankles into my hands and sort of went a little bit wider. And he really seemed to enjoy that. So did I. I mean, if I'm being totally honest, because, again, just lets you get nice and deep in there. So no one who has listened to the podcast before will be surprised to know that I climaxed by being on top of him and riding him for an intense orgasm, as I do. So those were the highlights from that session. So I think probably my biggest takeaway from that session is just the advantage of having that sort of repeat play partner. New partners are fun and exciting in their own way, but when you have a partner that you have played with before that you really trust and can kind of connect with, I think that also offers a special opportunity because you kind of get that sense of what people like and you're comfortable with them to let them try new things with you maybe and just can make for a really, really hot experience. Yes. So,
100% agree.
So highly recommend Kevin if you ever find him on field.
Kevin! Kevin! Come here! No, but, oh my God, that was hot.
There you go.
Nicely done, Kevin.
Kudos.
Yeah, I'm supposed to talk now. All right.
Don't orgasm yet. You have to wrap this up.
See, we get turned on by the stories. And I couldn't agree more with the whole repeat session. Like, you're just more comfortable with other people. Yeah. And you let them do what they want to do because they understand your body more. And it's so fucking hot. I'm glad you had that good experience. Good for you.
Well, thanks.
So after all said and done, do you and Gary have time where you like to recap this together? Or do you like to have sex and talk about it, or do you not mm-hmm. like to share any of it? What, mm-hmm. would you mind sharing what your after scenario yeah. is with Gary?
Sure. Yeah, I don't mind sharing it. I just don't know if it's super exciting. I feel like Gary doesn't necessarily always want every last detail. Mm-hmm. I think he likes to know sort of like the big picture overview, like what happened. I so appreciate that he just wants to know that like I was safe and sort of like well taken care of and had fun. Yeah. So usually I will just sort of cover all of like those sort of highlights. But I don't, like, he doesn't necessarily, I guess, get off on, like, hearing all the dirty details. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I am not good at dirty talk, so we don't really go that route.
You save it for the podcast.
I try. I don't know. But, like, I mean, conceptually, I understand how that could be so fucking hot to be, like, talking about it, like, while you're fucking and reconnecting mm-hmm. your own partner. But, like, I don't know. That's just not our style. Mm-hmm. So... yeah, so I usually just try to, like, give him the highlights, let him know what happened. I can remember from that time specifically, and this is sort of fucking bizarre, but he sort of made a joke about, he happened to see the condom wrapper in our, like, bathroom garbage can, but was, like, oddly sort of, like, I don't know, took some, like, relief or reassurance, like, yes, all the rules were followed. Oh, like, the condoms were used. Like, everything's fine. So, I don't know. It's like, probably kind of like a weird fucking thing. But just to know, like, yes, okay, everything went as it
That's fair.
Kind of, like, you know, was planned to or was supposed to. So, yeah. So, I guess that's kind of our thing, which is different than how some other couples approach it.
That's it's just interesting to hear, although you... let your spouse do this and you're turned on by it, like, how much do you want to know about it? So it's interesting to know.
Yeah, I mean, he ends up getting the details one way or another because we podcast. Yes. Yeah.
But if not, you wouldn't share all the nitty-gritty. So,
yeah.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
Very fucking hot story. Thank you, Kenzie and Kevin.
Yeah, Kevin.
Wow. All right. I mean, I feel like that was enough. I think we should wrap up episode 69.
I mean, you and I didn't have sex, but I feel like we gave it a good run here for episode 69.
I hope you pictured Kenzie's sex, because I did. So that'll do it for this episode, friends. Thank you so much for listening. We still want to hear from you. If you have any other questions or feedback for us, connect with us on X and Instagram at FWAT_podcast, or reach out to us at friendswithatwist@yahoo.com. And wherever you are listening to this podcast, please don't hesitate to leave us a review. Share us with your friends. That's the best way to get the word out there. And what can be more fun than sharing us with your friends? That's what the lifestyle is about. All right. Anyway, until next time, friends, get out there and find your twist.
Oh, yeah.